Hello and welcome to the Human Design Podcast. My name is Leandra, and on this space, I'm discussing all themes about human design and how to integrate it into everyday life. Human design is a very complex system put together by old traditional wisdom and discoveries of science, psychology, sociology, and evolution that can help to explain one's energy body better, but also the relationship we have with others. If you want to dive deeper into your specific chart, you can get in touch for a personal reading on the resources provided below. Hey, and welcome back to a new episode of the Human Design Podcast. So happy to speaking with you. And if you have, or probably you have already noticed that I introduced a membership section. So most of my future episodes and a lot of the last ones are exclusive for members, and you can get your membership for as little as $2.99 a month. And that is for, I'm really diving deep into human design. And everyone who really wants to know more about human design or understand it better can appreciate my work and the effort I'm putting into that by, sending a little love with $2.99 a month. So if you're interested in sticking with the podcast and learning more and diving deeper, you can subscribe. It's on Spotify. Unfortunately, Apple does not have this option, so it would have to go through Spotify. And yeah, I would be super happy to see you there every week. Every Friday, I will bring out a new episode. Maybe there will be one week when I'm maybe in vacation or super busy when it's not gonna appear, but I committed myself to releasing every single Friday a new episode. So yeah, would love to see you there, but this one is open for everyone. And I just want to go deeper into a topic that I often get questioned about in my work. And therefore, I thought it would be something nice to address in the open space so we can have some clarity about it. Because generators and projectors are obviously two very different types, but their strategies might sound a little bit similar in the beginning. So the generator strategy for the manifesting generator and the generator is to respond. And for the projector, it's waiting for the invitation. So a lot of people ask me, like, where is the difference and why does it matter, right? So let's check in on these two types and not only talk about their strategy, but also what makes them unique, what will explain also their strategy. So the first thing we can look at is the aura type. The aura is the field that surrounds us. Every person around a few meters around you, you have this electromagnetic field. And for each type, that will look very, very different and therefore interact differently with the field around you. So whereas the generator has a very open and enveloping aura, meaning it's drawing in things, it's drawing in people, situations, offers, things, just literally anything as it's so open, the generator then has the option with the sacral center, which is only inherent to any generator type, to respond to anything that comes in the aura. And that is the strategy, because only generators have the sacral activated. Projectors will never have an activated sacral center. And the sacral center, as you know, always response in, I have energy for that, or I don't want to do this, right? So this rush of energy, or this like non-response, or even a frustration feeling. So the sacral is always responding to everything that comes into your field. If it's a person where you're like, ooh, I like this person, I want to get to know that person more. Or if it's a poster and you're like, ooh, Mexico vacation, that sounds great. Even though if you've listened to my Mexico episode, that's not me at the moment. I'm done with Mexico, at least for a little bit. Just giving you some examples here. So the sacral center will always respond to everything around you. And a lot of people think that it needs to come through another person. But as in the example that I was just giving you, it can literally be anything. It can be a conversation that you're hearing, like next to you. It can be a poster. It can be a product that you're seeing. It can be some billboard. It can be an Instagram post. It can literally be anything. And you're responding to that. You're like, going to the grocery shop, a broccoli, because I'm obsessed with broccoli at the moment, or a pumpkin. And you're like, pumpkin. Ooh, yeah, I want to eat this, right? So literally anything can come into your field and you can let yourself respond to that. So let's look at the projector for a moment. The projector has a very, very different aura. So it's pointy and magnetic. We can also say penetrating and magnetic, which means it is pointy in the front and it can connect with the aura of another person, ideally a generator, because projectors are here to help generators understand themselves better and come back into alignment, come back into satisfaction. So the projector's pointy aura will always try to connect with something or someone around them. And then it can become magnetic, meaning it's drawing back the recognition, it's drawing back the theme of being seen and being recognized and being heard, so they can feel successful. So when a projector becomes magnetic, they will draw automatically the invitations, the right invitations, from the people that they're connecting with, that they're seeing. So it's really drawing in, it's getting magnetic in all kinds of ways. And that always counts for everything big in life. A projector doesn't need an invitation for maybe cooking a meal or drawing some painting at home, right? But everywhere where it's about connecting with someone or something in your environment, maybe getting a new job or going into a new relationship or moving places, going on vacation, it needs the invitation. So how does an invitation look like? It can come as a job offer. It can come as someone approaching you, coming up to you, inviting you into a job, a project, a relationship. It can be someone inviting you on vacation to go with them on vacation. Someone inviting you for dinner, right? So it always needs this official invitation in order to take action on something. Because if you're a projector and you're not waiting on that, it will not land well. The person might not be ready. The person might not want to work with you. The person might not want to go in a relationship and feels pushed and pressured by you. And that's when you can become bitter. And the bitter projector is definitely not magnetic. So it's really important that you stick with your strategy. So you can already see the difference is that a generator can literally respond to anything that they're just seeing or that comes in the field, whereas the projector always needs someone to give them the invitation, to really invite them. They can be sounding very similar, but in the end, it's a quite different approach. What they have similar, though, or what they have in common, is that it involves some sort of waiting. And it's very interesting because besides the manifestor, literally every single type has this aspect of waiting to them. So what can we learn from that? We need to wait sometimes for the right things to show up. And sometimes maybe it's not the right time. Just because we want something doesn't mean we're ready. Let's say you want to meet your soulmate. But if you have not learned to actually be in a healthy relationship, and if your soulmate would show up, you would probably not stay a long time in that soulmate relationship because you have not learned yet how to actually navigate a relationship. So your soulmate probably does not show up until the moment when you have learned all the steps that you actually might be able to be in that soulmate relationship. And that again requires waiting. So not forcing the things, right? Or not pushing for the things, but letting life deliver you the things that are meant for you in this moment so your manifestation can come to reality. And that always involves trusting
and surrendering to life. And sometimes I admit that is not so easy because we're so conditioned to always be forcing, always so conditioned to wanting the things immediately or are expecting things to happen really, really fast. So what we all need to learn as non-manifestor, and even the manifestor sometimes has this aspect of waiting, is that life will always supply us with the right people, with the right things that will help us one step on the way and gives us exactly what we need in this present moment. And often in my readings, people say, yeah, but now when or how is the right job coming to me, right? Or when is finally that partner coming to me? But it does not work like this. It's a staircase. You can imagine like a staircase. It's very unlikely that your dream job is just knocking on your door, right? And it's going to be like, hey, I'm your dream job. Take me, respond to me, or here's the invitation. But it will have a lot of different steps that if you always follow your strategy and then make the right and correct decisions for you with your authority, that will lead you to all the right things. And that will lead you to your soulmate, your dream job, your perfect place to live, etc. So being in the present moment and really noticing and recognizing what shows up in your field. And therefore, for all of us, it's so important to be in the moment, to be aware of things that are happening around us. And I'm sure you maybe have heard of the book, The Power of Now. I have to say, I'm not like a major fan of that book, but it does have some very important truth, basically saying it's so important that we are in the now because there is no future, or we're building the future with being present in the moment. And that's basically what human design says, right? Like, be in the moment, make now your correct decision so you can build the future that is going to lead you to your right destination. And therefore, for all the types, it's so important to be present and to notice the thing. And the more aware you become, the more awareness you have, and the more you know yourself, the easier that will become. So lean back, relax, come back into trust and surrender, even though it's sometimes difficult, and trust that life is going to show up for you, that the right things come. And I've been in my experiment for many years now, and it's true. Like, it's just working. And every time I'm pushing, and it still happens to me, I mean, it's an experiment, right? And sometimes we will get out of that, and then we can reflect and see, oh, I have not been right to my strategy. So every time I try to push or I become impatient, it is not working out in my favor. And then I remember, I'm like, yeah, okay, I need to wait, trust and surrender. So come back to trust and surrender. And as human design is an experiment, as I just said, it's nothing that you need to do, but you can just allow yourself to try it. Try it for 2 weeks, try it for a month, and most people will recognize that it actually works. And if it doesn't work for you, if you don't feel comfortable with it, you can always go back to your old habits of pushing and forcing. But as you're here listening to that podcast, I'm sure you've already experimented a little bit and you're open to it. And so I want to invite you to come back into that trust and come back into that surrender and really wait for something to respond to, or wait for the invitation, and then follow along with your authority. And that again might take some time. If you have emotional authority or G-center authority, it might take a little bit for you to really find your clarity. And you can listen to the authorities episode for that if you're not sure what your authority is. So yeah, and if you want help for deconditioning and coming back to trust and surrender and following better your strategy, I have created 2 beautiful guidebooks, one for generator types and one for projectors, that will help you with information, with journaling prompts, so you can get back into trust and surrender. And the great thing about it is for donation. So you can donate whatever amount seems correct for you. It's not going to be free, but you can decide the amount that you're at the moment able to spend. choose your abundance level and you just send it via PayPal, and I'm gonna send you this beautiful guide that I created with so much love that is here to help you decondition and come back into your trust. And as I said, it's gonna be so exciting. I have so many beautiful new more episodes up to come for my members. So if you also want to become a member, you can subscribe for $2.99 a month. That's literally less than a coffee. So yeah, hope to see you there. And yeah, sending you so much love. Have a beautiful day and weekend.